the Big 8 Morning Mess with Mark and Chris.
Thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, on the line with us right now, a very excited individual. Very exciting individual.
I was going to say, why is he excited and do I want
to
know?
We talk to him every week, and we can't help that. It's something about a contract. But he will tell you what movies are good this week and what movies you want to avoid. Please give it up for our very own movie critic extraordinaire, Willie Waffle.
Yeah, Willie!
Well, I'm always excited to talk to you guys.
Well, we appreciate that. Why are you so excited this week, Willie?
Well, because, you know, we're going to celebrate Alec Baldwin, Father of the Year.
Yeah, let me play that clip one more time.
I am going to get on a plane, and I'm going to come out there for the day, and I'm going to straighten your ass out when I see you. Do you understand me? I'm going to really make sure you get it. So you better be ready Friday, the 20th, to meet with me. So I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Wow. Now, Willie, have you ever met Alec Baldwin?
I've never met Alec Baldwin, but, you know, I would say his daughter's not going to meet him anytime soon.
Yeah, right?
I mean, wow. And you know what the most amazing part of the whole conversation is? He doesn't really know how old she is.
That's right.
What are you, like 11, 12?
Well,
wow. And, you know, the weird thing is he's been in this, like, historic custody battle with Kim Basinger. I mean, like, they have one of these, like, custody arrangements.
Easy that, for
like,
you to say.
Law students would study. Because every little thing that you could ever imagine is in the arrangement. Like, what they're allowed to say about each other. What they're allowed to say about each other's work. You know, the times that they're supposed to talk to the kid. I mean, it's just amazing that he would blow his top after 6 years of managed, you know, terror.
Yeah, he fought to get this far, and now he just blew the entire thing.
Just blew everything. Yep.
So how many waffles do you give his phone call, Willie?
Oh, dude, that's like five waffles. Right?
Five waffles.
Oh, totally.
All right, good.
Man, I tell you, Alec Baldwin, maybe it was an audition so he could play like a mean guy in a horror movie or something.
Maybe they should do Daddy Dearest.
The role of the mean guy will be played by Alec Baldwin.
As himself.
All right, so now, speaking of movies, you did go see some, right?
Oh, yeah, I actually saw the movies this week.
All right, good. What's the big one this week? Is it that Fracture movie?
Well, yeah, I think it's either Fracture or Vacancy. And then Fracture's kind of interesting because it's like Silence of the Lambs Part 6.
Okay.
But, like, in a good way.
Oh. Oh, you know, it's good.
Anthony Hopkins, he plays this guy who discovers his wife is having an affair, so he shoots her.
Okay.
Okay, now, this looks like an open-and-shut case. He's in the house. He's got the gun in his hand. He even confesses to it all. And that's what the prosecutor, Ryan Gosling's thinking. This is going to be easy. It turns out Anthony Hopkins has another plan up his sleeve.
Really?
Yeah. So instead of wondering who done it, because we already know who done it, it becomes, can he get away with it?
Ooh.
And we have to watch, you know, all the little kind of things that are happening in the case, all the revelations that he brings out, all the twists and turns that he puts this prosecutor through. And I really did like it. I think it's a very interesting movie that way. And I like how Ryan Gosling and Anthony Hopkins have that whole Silence of the Lambs kind of battle of wits and battle of wills thing going on.
Yeah.
Gosling even puts on the southern accent like Jodie Foster, even though he's from Canada, and I don't know why he's got a southern accent.
Is it Primal Fear-ish at all?
A little bit like that. You know, that's a good analogy.
That was a great movie.
You know, Edward Norton kind of like, you know, playing with Richard Gere's mind. In this case, Anthony Hopkins playing with Gosling's mind. You know, and really enjoying it. I mean, just every little nod, every little wink, every little way he laughs at the guy just makes you go, wow.
All right, how many waffles for Fracture, Willie?
I'll go 3 waffles out of 4.
Oh, good.
It really loses steam at the end. Like, that last 20 minutes is hard.
See, I hate that.
Why they gotta do that?
All right, what about Vacancy?
Yeah, Vacancy is Luke Wilson and Kate Beckinsale. They play this married couple. They're bickering on their way back home from a function late at night, and all of a sudden they decide, hey, let's take a shortcut. Bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because any horror movie where you take a shortcut, you're dead.
Yeah, no.
And here, you know, the car breaks down. They have to stay at this seedy hotel for the night. Of course, there's nobody else in the hotel, and they soon find out why. Because everybody who checks in gets checked out with vengeance.
Oh, wow. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it is a hotel of horrors as they find out the people around them are trying to kill them, and they have to try to escape.
So this isn't one of those happy, funny Luke Wilson movies like Old School.
Yeah, no, this is quite the opposite.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, how many waffles for vacancy?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say 2.5 waffles. I mean, it's good enough, but it's not great, and it's not horrible, and it really isn't much of a story. It's just a series of scenes of them trying to escape from these murderers, and we're shocked and amazed at it.
All right. Now, that OC kid with the goofy hair is in some movie about
chicks,
right?
Oh, The Women, yeah.
Yes, Adam Brody in The Land of Women.
That's what it is.
A movie where everybody talks about their feelings.
Oh, great.
Oh, I hate those movies.
Why?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it kind of works here because I think the dialogue's good and I think the actors are good. And it's great to see Meg Ryan without the duck lips anymore.
Oh, thank God she let that go.
Yeah, finally. I think that alone was destroying her career.
Yes.
But, you know, here you got Adam Brody playing this guy who broke up with his girlfriend. Well, actually, she dumped him. And he's depressed. He doesn't know what he's doing with his life. So he heads off to Michigan to take care of his grandmother who's sick. And that's where he meets the people across the street. Meg Ryan is the mom. Kristen Stewart is the daughter. And everybody kind of relies on everybody else to kind of support them as they go through all these personal crises.
Call me when you're done.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a movie where there isn't much of a plot.
Yeah.
But you start to get to know these characters. You start to understand them. I think you're going to laugh a little bit. You're going to be sad a little bit. I'd go 3 waffles.
Oh, really? That's not bad.
Yeah, I was actually kind of surprised I was so compelled to watch it.
Okay.
You're a girl. And one more, you said there's this movie Hot Fuzz, which is hilarious. Tell us about that very quickly.
Hot Fuzz is the funniest comedy I have seen in years and years.
Wow.
It is a cop action parody movie.
Okay.
You know, from the same guys who did Shaun of the Dead, except now they're policemen in this small little country town where the top cop starts to think all these accidents that are befalling the people of the town must be caused by some murderer who's on a rampage. You know, and it's really funny because it does lampoon every cop movie you've ever seen and does it brilliantly. I love the wild madcap ending. 4 waffles.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. Fracture gets 2.5. Vacancy gets 2.5. I'm sorry. Fracture got 3. Vacancy got 2.5 waffles. Land of Women got 3. Because you're a girl. Hot Fuzz gets 4 waffles.
My God, what a great week for movies.
Alec Baldwin's phone call got 5 waffles.
Woo!
Willie, thank you so much for joining us. 95.1.